Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. This is Monday of Holy Week. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. On Sunday night, Palm Sunday night, that is, after Jesus had cleansed the temple, he went back to Bethany, where Martha made a huge feast for Jesus. The next morning, on Monday morning of Holy Week, Jesus was returning from Bethany, and as he passed by Bethphage on the top of the Mount of Olives, seeing a fig tree by the road, he went up to it and found nothing on it but leaves. And he said to it, "May you never bear fruit again." And at that instant, the fig tree withered right before their eyes and died. The fig tree is a prophetic sign that helps us understand what Jesus is doing on Monday of Holy Week. Now, as I said, we know that Jesus spent Palm Sunday evening at Bethany, and we know that Martha would have made a big feast, of course. So, on Monday morning, when Jesus curses the fig tree for not bearing fruit, it certainly can't be because he's dying of hunger. What was the problem with the fig tree? It was not doing what it was supposed to do. Oh, it was busy, all right. Busy making leaves, but it wasn't bearing fruit. And the fig tree represented the Jewish people, the chosen people, and they were not bearing the fruit God asked for. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. Remember that Jesus drove the Jews out of the temple yesterday, Palm Sunday. Then Monday morning, when he went back into the temple and began to teach, immediately the chief priests accost him, saying, "By what authority did you do this thing yesterday?" And Jesus replied, "I will answer your question if you answer mine. John's baptism, was it from God or from men?" And they argued it out this way among themselves. "If we say from heaven, he will retort, then why did you refuse to believe him? But if we say from man, we have the people to fear, for they all hold that John was a prophet." So their reply to Jesus was, "We don't know." So Jesus responded, "Truly I say to you, the tax collectors and prostitutes are going into the kingdom, and you are not, because they heard John, and they chose to repent and bear the fruit of repentance, but you refuse." There it is. That's the fruit that God wants. Repentance, conversion, sacrificial love. So, as practically as possible, what does repentance mean? I think it means this: to stop sinning and then go to confession and worship God the way he chose in the Mass, and spend time with Jesus in prayer, in daily meditation, and then practice a resolution flowing from your meditation each day, which you turn into virtue. This is repentance. This is the fruit that God is looking for. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. Then to make his point about the fruit that he's looking for, Jesus told them this parable. There was a man, a landowner, who planted a vineyard. He fenced it round, dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenants and went abroad. The householder is God. The vineyard is the land of Israel. The tenants are the Jewish people. They are tenants, not owners. Then Jesus said, when the season of fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to collect the fruit. Wow, there's that dang fruit again. God is always insisting on collecting his fruit. Jesus continued, but the tenants seized his servants, thrashed one, killed another, and stoned a third. Finally, he sent his son to them. They will respect my son, he said. But when the tenants saw the son, they said to each other, this is the heir. Come on, let us kill him and take over his inheritance. So they seized him and threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. This is what they will do to Jesus, the Son of the Father, on Friday of this week. They will take him out of the city and kill him. Then Jesus asked them this question. Now when the owner of the vineyard comes, what should he do to those tenants? And they answered, he should kill them and give their nation to someone else who will produce the fruit. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. So the whole issue on Monday of Holy Week is that John the Baptist came looking for the fruit of repentance, and the people rejected John. Then Jesus comes looking for the same fruit, and they reject him. He is the stone rejected by the builders. Jesus ends this parable saying, "Have you never read the scriptures? It was the stone rejected by the builders that became the foundation stone." Jesus is the stone that is rejected that becomes the cornerstone of a new kingdom. Jesus is referring to a prophecy from Daniel chapter 2 in which Daniel sees a vision of four kingdoms: the Babylonians, the Persians, the Greeks, and the Romans. At the time of the last kingdom, the Romans, a small stone cut by no human hand comes and strikes the fourth kingdom, shattering it. And that small stone becomes a great mountain filling the whole earth. The stone is Jesus, and Jesus founds the Catholic Church that becomes a great mountain that fills the whole earth. And then Jesus ends this parable saying, "I tell you, the kingdom of God is taken away from you, and it is given to a people who will produce its fruit." At this moment, Jesus transfers the kingdom of God from Israel to the Catholic Church. Now here is the question. Are we producing the fruits? Do we give God the worship he deserves as often as we can in the Mass? Are we committed to a deeper conversion, to deep friendship with Jesus in prayer? Are we committed to being transformed from vice to virtue? Are we committed to sacrificial love? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. You might be thinking, okay, I know I'm probably not producing the fruit I should, but it's overwhelming to think of all I still need to change. Can't you just give me some really simple steps? And actually, yes, we can. Three simple steps to bear the fruit of repentance. First, just practice meditation every day in the rosary. Listen to the word of God and then reflect or think about it while we're praying each decade. Apply it to your lives by asking, am I living this or not? And then practically, what am I going to do about it? That begins to help you form a resolution. A resolution is just to choose something practical and concrete flowing from your meditation that you will do today. And then at the end of every day, do a little examination. Ask yourself, did I practice my resolution today? How did I act today? Did I sin? Did I fail to do what I should? And then once a month, go to confession. If you practice daily meditation through this rosary podcast, and if every day you have a simple, concrete resolution, and then if you go to confession once a month, you will bear the fruit of repentance. I guarantee it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, before our conversation, I want to share something with you in the audience that has really moved me. It's the message of Our Lady from Medjugorje on March 25th. She said, "Dear children, in this time of grace, when you are called to conversion, I am encouraging you, little children, offer me your prayers, sufferings, and tears for conversion of hearts that are far from the heart of my Son Jesus. Pray with me, because, little children, without God, you do not have a future or eternal life. I love you, but I cannot help you without you. Therefore, say yes to God and thank you for having responded to my call." This struck me because Our Lady has been asking us over and over and over again to form prayer groups, to gather our spouses, our children, our friends around Mary, and to invite them to pray the rosary with us. But she said, "I cannot help you without you." Our Lady needs you to form your own rosary group now. But maybe you say, "I don't have anybody, I'm all alone." That's okay, because we've trained leaders of rosary groups, and they are ready to receive you. But we can't help you unless you let us know. So if you would like to join one of the rosary groups we've formed, just go to the transcript or the show notes, or go to schooloffaith.com and just click Lent 2025. Or if you want a spiritual mentor, just click Lent 2025. Well, Teresa, what struck you about this Monday of Holy Week?
Just thinking about a good way to go through your daily life, just assessing what is bearing fruit and what's not. As in, sometimes there are either people in your life or projects, work, activities that should be bearing fruit and aren't, or that will never bear fruit. So just as a way to analyze everything I'm doing in my life, each relationship, am I not putting enough into this relationship to bear true fruit? As in, am I just showing up and we don't talk much and we don't do much and we're not growing together? Or am I spending a lot of time on a project that's not bad, but also not doing anything for me and for others? Because that's all time that could be bearing fruit. And those are relationships that could be bearing fruit.
So really, are you asking, or are you saying that the measure of success or the fruit is doing the will of God? Because let's take the project. Is this project what God wants me to be doing? Am I doing what God wants me to do with this relationship?
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're really on to something with the measure isn't the success of the project.
It might be a very successful project. You might get it done exactly how you intended, but what good comes of it? Was it good for you? Was it good for others?
Yeah.
Was it good in the eyes of God?
Yeah. Or
just because there's many things that I think I consume that consume my time, but maybe I should despair of them. Or we just need to be more discerning with our time and with our relationships of, is this a waste of time? Is there no reason to do it? I'm trying to think of examples that would be more helpful in this, but
well, you take a project. It could be wildly successful, but it's not God's will.
Sometimes we just get so hyper-focused on a project that we never ask why we're doing it.
Yeah. Or it could fail miserably, which is, and that might be precisely God's will.
Mm-hmm.
Anything, the fruit, I like how you're stating this. The fruit that God is looking for is conversion. But another way to say conversion is to do God's will. That's the fruit he's looking for, because that's how we love God. If we love God, we'll do his will. Because his will is what's best for everybody. So that's, I like what you're saying. Instead of asking, how is my wife converting? She's convert, you know? No, how is my life converting? How is my life bearing the fruit of conversion? Another way to say it is, am I doing the will of God?
I'd look at it as, am I growing in love by this? Am I getting so obsessed about my work that I'm not spending any time with people? That I see people less and less, and I go to mass less and less, and I do everything less and less because I sacrifice it all for a project, but I never stop and ask if that project is actually good?
It's actually one way to define sin is when you pursue one good to the harm or neglect of other necessary goods.
I think that's really good, because too often we look at it as it has to be innately, obviously destructive.
Intrinsically evil.
Intrinsically evil, but some things are just, a waste is bad.
Well, there's three parts of a good action. The act itself has to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Some actions are intrinsically evil. You can't do them no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
But we can do good things for the wrong reason. Then it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do good things in the wrong circumstances, and then it's bad. So doing a good thing while neglecting your spouse or kids is a bad thing. Likewise, neglecting your work because you want to spend extra time with somebody is also a bad thing.
Look at it this way. I love hockey. I love it so much. And I've had a lot of lucky opportunities to go to games with people, watch games with people, talk about hockey with people. But I also had to slow down substantially. Even though watching hockey is not easy, I had to slow down a lot because I was like, I'm actively choosing to watch hockey instead of being with people. Or I'm in the middle of dinner with friends, but the game is on, so I'm going to pull it up on my laptop. In which case, that it's not a problem, but it's also not bearing fruit in my relationships, and it's not bearing fruit in my life, and it's not bringing me closer to God. Now, there are also many times where I can actually share it with people and take someone to a game, and that is beautiful, and that's when it's bearing fruit.
Yeah. Am I doing the will of God? That is the key question we should be asking about everything. In this, am I doing the will of God? That's the fruit he's looking for. Excellent, Teresa. Again, you should have written the meditation.
I'm glad I didn't.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.